it's time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and I'm on again, and it's Thursday already, isn't it? This week is going fast. Emily Gobble, my guest today from the Marion County Park District, and we should have an interesting session today on everything in the parks and everything even outside the parks. And we'll get to Emily here in just a moment. But right now, I've got tickets to give away. I've got four pairs of tickets for a guy by the name of Life Jennings, you know, L-Y-F-E, at the State Fair tomorrow night. That's tomorrow night for Life Jennings. And I've got four pairs of tickets to give away to see whoever Life Jennings and Shantae Moore. Ooh. And Carl Thomas. They'll all be together. Four pairs of tickets. Now, to get things started, before I talk to Emily, I'll take the first caller and get your name down here for one pair of tickets to tomorrow night's entertainment at the State Fair. Now, how many of you are planning on going tomorrow night? How many of you would go if you had a pair of free tickets? Now, I not only give away the free tickets, but I got tickets to get into the State Fair. Yeah, without charge. Okay, now I'll take the first caller before we get to Emily here. 740-383-9944. If I don't hear anyone, well, I don't know who Life Jennings, Shantae Moore, or Carl Thomas. I don't know. Emily, you ever heard of them?
No.
Okay. Okay, so, oh, here's our caller. Okay, caller, go ahead. Yes, do you want to go to that? Are you still there, or did you jump off a cliff? I can hear you breathing. Well, at least they were breathing.
Yeah,
they hadn't jumped yet. 740-383-9944. If you'd like a pair of tickets to Life Jennings, Shantae Moore, and Carl Thomas tomorrow night at the State Fair, give me a buzz. Okay, now here. Now we'll see. Okay. Oh, good morning, caller.
Yeah, Charlie, Ralph Thacker.
Yeah, Ralph. Yeah. Would you like to be in that drawing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Ralph. And do you know what that group is like? I don't.
No, I don't, but my son was talking about them, and like them ones I had yesterday I should have kept because he would have took them too because he wanted to do all that entertainment, and
well,
I didn't know it.
Okay, well, in the bucket went his name.
Your name. Alrighty.
Okay. Thanks,
Ralph. Have a good one, Charlie.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Emily, it's a great day if you don't weaken. And so how is everything doing at the Park District after that long heat wave?
It's going good. It's cooled off a little bit. We've had a lot of people coming to different events. Even in the heat, we had people coming.
Really?
To
you did?
Oh, yeah. It was, we did have to cancel a couple events because of the heat, especially because they were kid-focused. But rather than that, we did the evening programs, and we had good turnout. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Is there any shade out there in the daytime? Well, there would be, and if you go down the trail.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of shade, and then there's also the shelter house at the trail.
Okay.
And then at Paradise, there's a shelter area, and then at Myers Woods, there's a bench. So you can find shade anywhere.
Well, that's good. Anything down at the... What's the name of the one at the intersection of Route 4 and The one.
Greensboro.
Yeah.
Yep, there's lots of shade there, too, okay. Yes.
Now, Greensboro, not many people, of course, know about Greensboro, perhaps, because, well, it's a little, it's probably the smallest.
Yeah.
Of your, yeah. But what do people do at Greensboro?
Well, there is a loop hiking trail, and there are birds. You can go birding there. And there's also a small pond wetland area, and there's tends to be a lot of different waterfowl and animals that show up. Yeah, so.
So in size, is it a couple of acres?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, okay. It's a good, there's definitely a good hike around. And then that one's pretty shaded. There's a lot of trees until you get to the pond. So.
Is there a way, parking lot there?
Yes, there's a little parking lot. And it's right across from the old power plant. That's what we tell people to.
Oh, sure. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. People, if they're old enough, remember the old power plant.
Yeah.
I can remember when it had two chimneys. And Emily, the one chimney was so tall that at the bottom of it, if you opened a chimney draft, it would suck in air to go up, I don't know, 60 or 100 feet into the air. And some guy, and he never accomplished it, told me he was going to put a wind-powered generator in that draft door, and the wind going up the chimney would turn the blades on the generator, and he'd make electricity.
Wow.
But that was only a thought, I guess. Oh, but otherwise, what a tremendous draft. You see, air always, under certain conditions, look for those drafts like in a furnace.
Yeah.
And away it goes. Okay, that's Greensboro. Okay, so, and that's within easy reach of a lot of people, too. People in Prospect and all around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. And going back to the heat and everything, did the heat bring out anything different in the way of live animals?
We have seen a few different things here lately. I know one of our people who take a lot of photographs, Amy, she's been seeing different fish, like catfish, come up to the surface in the heat. Yeah. And she saw a different kind of heron. I think it was called a black-crowned heron.
Oh, yes.
And that was interesting. So, and there's been a couple different things that people have seen.
Yeah, I can remember there's a green heron.
Yep.
Too.
Yep. She saw that a few weeks ago.
Okay. But this is this black.
Yeah, this one was different. I had never seen this one. She got good pictures. They are on Facebook, and I do believe our Facebook shared the pictures, the Marion Talkers
I saw it,
yep.
Yes.
So definitely check those out.
Well, isn't that nice, though, that the tall grass trail is attracting quite a variety?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Now, yesterday I was coming up, I can't remember what road it was, and I went past something, and there it was, and I didn't stop. It was a snapping turtle along the side of the road.
Yep.
I think he'd been hit once.
Aww.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
But snapping turtles do go from one area of water to another.
Yes. This time of year, you do see a lot of turtles crossing the road, and you can help them cross the road if you want. You are supposed to, if you're going to pick them up, hold them by the mid of the shell, because a lot of them will try to reach their neck around
and
try to bite, especially snapping turtles. So don't. But, and then put them the way they're facing. You know, you don't want to turn them around because they'll just try to go back. And then, like, another thing, like a box turtle, is don't just put them on the side of the road where they're safe. Don't try to go bring them to water that you see or anything, because if that's not where they're going, that's just going to stress them out more.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's interesting. And, snappers. Have you ever heard of any case where anyone got her finger cut off?
Not anywhere at
the
Tallgrass Trail, but you don't want to mess with snapping turtles. Yeah, my old high school biology teacher, he always talked about when he was a kid, there's a big snapping turtle that he would always try to grab his pant leg and pull him in the water. So.
But yeah, now how do you handle, say you do see a snapper along the road, which identified by being large, a large head and neck, of course. What do you do? How do you handle them?
You want to grip them by the middle or the back of the shell. You never want to grab them by their tail, any kind of turtle.
Oh, really?
Because if you grab them by the tail, it could fracture their spine and then it could kill them. But if you grab them in the mid shell or the back, their neck shouldn't be able to reach you. So you don't want to grab up front, though, because they'll get you.
Oh, my. So be very careful on a snapping turtle that you do reach behind on the shell. I can't remember how long a neck they have, but I know they have a good sized neck.
Yeah, and they're more aggressive, so they'll come at you.
That's right. They figure on protecting themselves.
Yes.
Oh, we have a caller here. Just a second. A caller, go ahead.
Yes. What happened to James Anderson? His voice is so high.
Oh, well, he got caught on the barbed wire fence the other day.
Oh, no.
No, wow. Really. No, Emily Burkhart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Burkhart.
Cobble.
Cobble. Yes.
How many poisonous spiders do we have around here?
Around here in Ohio, there's only two, and I've never seen them. They could be here, but we do have the Black Widow and the Brown Recluse.
And I heard that the Brown Recluse is really way southern Ohio.
Yes. I mean, I've never heard of, like, any reports here.
I heard of one in Clarendon.
Okay.
Yeah, down at the campground. Somebody was bitten by a recluse, brown recluse, because it was in a pile of wood. That's where they like to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very bad off for quite a while.
Yeah, that toxin right here is pretty bad. But so those are the only two. The others are, you might get a bite, but they're not as bad, right?
Yes, you should be just, I mean, it could hurt, but you'll be okay.
If you run into James Anderson, please have him give me a call. I've been hoping to get in touch with him. I have some stray cats I'd like to trap and take them out to the rescue place.
Well, he did text me just a little bit ago and say he's listening, so hopefully
he
hears this.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Okay. Is he ill today?
No, I think he just had a program today, so I'm filling in for him.
Oh, had a program today. Yep. Okay. Well, I'll try texting him.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
Do that.
Yep.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. And so it goes, yes. The brown recluse, what, the black widow?
Yep.
I've never seen a black widow.
I've seen one that in college a professor from Ohio State brought in, but I've never seen them in nature.
You have to look under them for hourglass figure?
Yeah, you did. She had a couple in a jar, and they had to flip them over, and you could see them. But, yeah, that's the only time I've seen them.
Hmm, boy. Okay, the time right now is 10:30. Ooh, yeah. We're going to break here. But in the meantime, if you want tickets to tomorrow night's game, or tomorrow night's show at the Ohio State Fair, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, and I'll put you in for the drawing for tomorrow night's entertainment. Life Jennings, Shantae Moore, Carl Thomas. Okay. We'll be right back. Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again with Amber Cobble. And Amber, I see a thing just popped up here. It must not be Marion County, Ohio. An Amber Alert vehicle spotted a girl in Arizona. That must just be a Facebook thing. Okay, forget it. okay, and Amber, right?
Emily.
Boy, I tend to... Maybe it's my age that my thoughts are shrinking. Okay, Emily Cobble is the girl right underneath James working with him. And Amber, where did you go to school?
I went to Elgin, and then I went to Mount Vernon Nazarene University.
Yeah, that's right, Mount Vernon Nazarene. Now, they have a big program then on your subject?
Oh, yeah. We have a couple of different professors, and we have a lot of interesting classes where we get to go outside a lot and learn about different things. So.
Wow. Okay. So, now, there have been a lot of, you've had numerous programs. I'm glad to see. Now, you say that it started out small, perhaps, but your program for children building?
Yeah, our kiddos at the park is, we had a few weeks ago, they had 40 people, I do believe, and it's just getting bigger, and we're having a lot more, which is good. We're happy for that.
Oh, yeah. Now, you've got a program, yet there's one today, isn't there?
Yes, I have Kids Nature Crafts at the Tallgrass Trail under the shelter at 6 to 8 p.m., roughly, you know, whenever people are still there at 8, we'll keep going.
And what will you be showing them?
Well, we'll be doing different crafts, so we're going to make different bird feeders. We're going to make...
Really?
Yeah, so you just take, a toilet paper roll and roll it in peanut butter and then roll it in, seeds, and it's really easy to make, and it works really well. And then I have different things that we're going to use different leaves with and different things.
Well, that's good. And kids really appreciate that.
Yes, and they love that the playground's right next door, so they can run
That's
back
right.
and forth.
Yes, a playground and everything, all right there. So what's the greatest amount of attendance you've had in one day?
For me, the greatest I had was probably one of my Kids Nature Crafts. I had over 30 people.
Okay.
So, and then James, he's had between, I think his night hike has had about 50 people, and then, of
really?
Course, the trigger, the Halloween one, I mean, they get a lot of people for that. And then paleontology at the park, we had over 200 people come.
Isn't that something? Now, night hikes are very interesting because
yes.
the earth is not all quiet at night.
No.
There are various things. Now, katydids, is that the real is that just a name we call them, or... Do you know the real name for a katydid?
I mean, katydids, are the common name, but then the different species will have scientific
sure,
names.
Sure, okay. But is there any truth to the fact that you can count the chirps of a katydid and know what the temperature is?
I've never tried that. That would be... I've heard that it's like crickets, too, or something.
Old timers know things.
Yeah, so we'll... I'll have to see. I'll have to test it out.
Yeah, okay. They start out earlier... They'll go, Katie, and then as it gets warmer, Katie did. Never mind me. But, now James had quite a session, too, at the Marion County Fair.
Yes, we were there all week.
Oh, you were with...
Yeah, I did mostly the morning, and he did
really?
The evenings, yep.
How was attendance?
In the morning, it was a little slower, but we got quite a few people. And then in the evening, I guess it's a lot busier. So we got a lot of our calendars out, and I had someone come to one of my programs who said, I got a calendar from the fair.
Ah.
So that, I mean, it's doing its purpose. So
that is, that's exactly what you intended.
Yeah.
And people are probably surprised to find the Crawford, a lot of people don't even know there's a Crawford County Park District. Let alone get some literature on it.
Yeah.
And the fact that the literature pointing out the interest you can have in all the different areas of Crawford or the Marion County Park District. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've had programs for kids doing, like you said, making, and I can only imagine, a used roll of toilet paper. Coat it. What do you coat it in?
So the one I'm doing tonight is we're going to coat it in peanut butter, which is safe for birds.
Yeah,
and then you can also, you roll that in different bird seed. And then you can just stick it on a little branch somewhere, or you can hole punch it and tie it up, and birds will eat off of it.
Oh, great. Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Peanut butter sounds delicious.
Yes.
But we're feeding only sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
So not all birds like sunflower seeds.
Yes, so that's actually a good point to bring up. Birds eat different things, and then especially this time of year, if you find baby birds, don't try to feed them a worm or an insect, because if they're seed eating birds, that insect could be toxic, or vice versa. So the ones that I'm doing with seeds, it'll mostly be seed eating birds that are attracted to it.
Okay, yeah. Now in sunflower seeds, the birds that like those have to crack them open?
Yeah, they do. Yes, at my grandma's house, we watch them, a cardinal sit there, and they'll drop the shells of it. Yeah, it's very interesting.
I saw a blue jay, he looked at those seeds and got disgusted and took his beak and threw them out of the, smashed them out of the bird feeder onto the ground. And, of course, that's why we have sunflowers growing up all over. Boy. But, And so I've seen woodpeckers. They'll take that seed in their little claws or whatever you call it and hold it while they pound it with their beak.
Yes.
That's something.
Yes.
And working for your food.
Yes, exactly. Oh, boy. It takes a lot of energy.
Yes, I guess so. 10:37 is our time right now. Oh, if you want to get into the drawing for the talent tomorrow night at the State Fair, why, give me a call while I'm talking to Emily Cobble, and we'll get you registered for the big drawing, and which will take place later today. There'll be four pairs of tickets drawn for tomorrow night, the entertainment at the State Fair tomorrow night. So 7403-39944. Or if you have a question on nature, please give us a call, because Emily is very well versed in nature's topics and has a lot of programs at the Tall Grass Trail, including tonight again. What time is that program?
It starts at 6 p.m. and it's at the Tall Grass Trailhead.
Okay, and that's for kids what age?
All ages.
All ages.
Yep, any age is welcome.
And what will you have them doing?
Just different crafts, and then there's a playground right next door, and then I encourage them when they're done, like, go ahead and explore the trail, tell them where the Beaver Dam is and things like that.
Okay, so yeah, Beaver Dam. That's a town in Ohio, plus it's a feature at the Tall Grass Trail.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. How are the beavers doing right now? You know, they were raising the height of the pond or the lake.
Yes, and they have, and they tried to, you know, get the dam, and they just refix it in just a few hours is what James says.
But, no kidding.
Yep, I've seen one beaver so far, but James said there are four of them. So
busy as a beaver is not just a mild, a wasteful statement. It's true.
Yes, it is very true.
Okay. And what about fishing there at the Tall Grass Trail? Have you seen anything caught there?
Oh, yeah. So at our lake, you are allowed to fish. If you're 16 and older, you do have to have a fishing license. Or if you're helping your kids, the adult has to have one. But there's lots of different fish. Of course, sunfish. There's crappie. There's the catfish. There's been different kinds.
Has there been carp?
Carp? Yes, carp, yeah.
Oh, good old carp.
Yeah, good old carp.
I wonder how they get in there.
Probably lots of different ways. But
from people to... Now, yeah, the old thing, we've talked about it before, birds standing in water and fish eggs attaching their legs and they jumped. I don't know. I don't know if anybody has ever witnessed that.
I mean, I do know that there's a theory that some people say. I mean, I've never seen that happen, but a lot of scientists will say that, that is one way. Yeah. Or if a bird's carrying a couple and drops into the water, that is, you know.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll see birds sometimes have a rather large fish in their beak.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And especially if that bird has roe in it. And interesting. What about, tadpoles. Now, when I was growing up, that was one of my most fascinating things, watching tadpoles in the swamps around where I lived.
Mm-hmm.
So, are there a lot of tadpoles out there?
Oh, yeah. Especially at Myers Woods, we saw lots of different tadpoles. And at Paradise last month, I saw a frog that still had the tadpole tail, but it was almost a full frog. So.
That is so interesting.
Yes.
To see the, what's that called? Not reformation, but
metamorphosis?
Something like that,
Okay. The life cycle.
But, the life cycle from... Now, the original thing will be a glob of eggs, right?
Yes.
And then how soon do you think it takes those eggs to turn into a tadpole?
I'm not sure the entire life cycle, like the expand, but I would assume just after a few weeks in the warm weather that they eventually, and then they're like little fish that swim around, and then eventually they grow legs.
That's right. It is, first thing you see is the little tail.
Yep.
And then the legs. And it's a great... A bit of education for young children, too, to see.
Oh, yes, and that's a fun one because a lot of kids like to go out and try to catch them, and it's fun to explain to them, like, this is a frog, and they're like, it's a frog?
So, now, do you have any toads out there?
Oh, yeah, we have lots of different toads and frogs. We've been seeing them at night, and then all along the trail, like, there's been tons of frogs and toads jumping. So.
No kid.
Oh, yes, so if you're interested in that, you go head out to the trail, you'll see them.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Oh, we have a story. Okay. Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah. Just a second. Mm-hmm. Pick up your Chris Young tickets today. 6 to 2. By 2 p.m. No, wait a sec. Pick up Chris Young tickets today by 2 p.m. Okay. Your Chris Young tickets, pick them up by 2 p.m. today for tonight, Dave Burns, Pete Gruber, Patricia Statler. Okay, those people have won. Okay, so we got, yeah. Okay, so the pickup time by 2 p.m. today, Dave Burns, Pete Gruber, and Patricia Statler, pick up your tickets for Chris Young by 2 p.m. today. We'll be drawing for four pairs of tickets to the Life Jennings for tomorrow night, today at 11:55. So remember that. Just before Emily leaves today, we'll be drawing for three sets of tickets. Okay. I think, yeah. Or four. Okay. Here, and let me see. Here's somebody that wanted to announce their upcoming ice cream social at the Hoytville United Methodist Church. Where's Hoytville, Ohio? Do you know?
No, I don't.
I don't either. Maybe somebody could tell us. And they'll have everything homemade. Boy, it might be worth going over there. I'm sure it would be. Sandwiches, potato salad, noodles, baked beans, pies, cakes, beverages, ice cream made from the scratch. Not just a mix. Flavors of ice cream, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, pineapple, butter, pecan. Ooh. Hoytville. Eat in next door at our HYCO building. Now, where is Hoytville? Okay. Let me know. Or let us know. Hoytville. I should know.
Sounds like a good time, though.
Yeah, it does. I probably bicycle through Hoytville. Never noticed. Okay, and what else do we have? 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, will have her museum open August 4th from 2 to 4 at Primrose. Okay. What else do we have here? Morning Talk Radio returns to Marion after an absence on WWGH. The Early Show with Scott Spears will air Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, The Early Show, 6:30 to 10 a.m. The show's mission will be to educate and inform the Marion community. You know, that sounds familiar.
Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, people, remember now, pick up your Chris Young tickets today by 2 p.m. And we have these people at 1, Dave Burns, Pete Gruber, and Patricia Statler. You pick up those tickets by 2 p.m. today. Okay, and we'll be drawing for 4 tickets to the Life Jennings for tomorrow night. Today at 11:55, don't forget. And if you don't know what that's all about, oh, that's as far as it goes. Oh, my. I'm in great shape today. If I... Emily, it seems like the older you get, the more confusing life gets. But it shouldn't, really. But I I think I mentioned it, I've had a little problem, perhaps, with my one arm. And I found out yesterday I have a detached bicep, whatever that means. And that's attracting my attention today, apparently. Okay, Emily Cobble is with us today, and Emily is the person that does so much of the programming at the Tallgrass Trail and all the Crawford or the Marion County Park District locations. So we talked about there is a place, a bench in Sears Woods where you can sit.
There's a bench at there's one in Myers Woods, and then at Paradise, which is out in Caledonia, there's
a shelter.
There's a whole shelter just like at the trail.
Is there a picnic table or anything there?
Yes, there's a few picnic tables, yeah.
So you can actually go to Paradise for a picnic.
Oh, yeah. And Paradise is one of my favorite ones. It's very pretty. It's a little muddy right now, so wear boots.
Okay.
But
it's on the Olentangy River.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any mosquitoes there?
Yes, there's lots of mosquitoes. Yeah, okay. Bring your bug spray.
That's a good idea. Yeah, bring your bug spray. But you can have a very nice picnic.
Yes.
And in a setting where you're kind of like out in the all alone in the wild.
Yes, it's very peaceful out there. It's not paved. That's why I said bring boots. But it is very pretty. And then on the bench, like when you're sitting in the shelter, there's not a whole lot of mosquitoes. But if you do start walking in through it, there are some mosquitoes. But yeah, it's a really nice one.
So what normally do you do when you're at Paradise?
I've had insect collecting events there, and I've been having birding there. And I do, on next month in August, there's a wetlands program there at Paradise.
Really?
So you can do lots of different things
at
Paradise.
Okay. Now, across the river, that's a different setup, isn't it?
That's the nature preserve. That's not ours, but that's definitely something to check out in Marion, too, though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't know how you access the Paradise Nature Preserve, whether it's...
There's another parking lot that you can't get to it from, like, the Paradise, our part, because you do have to cross the river, but the place where, like, the canoes, you can launch canoes and stuff, there's a parking lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. But that must be the place where no vehicles are allowed.
There is a parking lot.
Is that where you launch your canoe?
Yeah, there is a place where you can launch canoes and stuff down the Olentangy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it looks like it'd be very nice to just back your canoe in there, your trailer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or if you put your canoe on top of your car or truck. Good place. But then you should pull across the road, probably in park or something.
Yeah, okay.
But it sounds really interesting, the Marion County Park District Paradise. And as far as, you have kids with nets, do you?
Oh, yeah. So I've been doing insect collection for the Marion County Park District, and then I also know the Elgin High School biology students have to do an insect collection.
Oh.
So they've been coming with me a lot.
No kidding.
We've been getting lots of different things at the different parks. So it's been really cool to have both.
Yes. Now, what other than ants and mosquitoes are there in bugs?
Oh, there's lots more. You have all kinds of beetles, which are Coleoptera, and then you have Lepidoptera, which are moths and butterflies, and those are my favorite. And then you have dragonflies and damselflies, so there's lots of cool things.
Oh, yes. The damselflies?
Yes.
I've seen oodles of them in our
backyard.
At
Paradise, there's one called Ebony Jewelwing. There's a lot out there, and they're very pretty. So they're very viewing. You can view them, and they're really gorgeous.
Yeah, now they're never, unless you got really good eyes, how would you be able to separate the varieties in your own eyes?
Sometimes it's just catch and identify later, because sometimes they do look alike and they're fast, especially like dragonflies and damselflies. Sometimes you have to, like, especially when they're nymph form, which are usually spent water, sometimes you can only identify them by the segments on their antennas. And so that's a lot of studying and under the microscope. But
yeah. Now, do all of them have four wings, or do they have two?
No, they have four, but dragonflies kind of hold them out, like, parallel, where damselflies hold them up over their body more. So
that's
a key way to tell them apart.
I'm glad to know that.
Yes.
Because I saw one the other day. Its wings are spread out, and I could see two divisions of wings.
Yes,
on the
and
body.
That was probably a dragonfly, yes.
Okay. Boy, you've got to just pay attention. All this surrounds you, but for a lot of people, they never know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Go through life and wouldn't have any idea.
Yes, there's a lot of different insects out there.
There sure are. Now, there's that one that looks like eyes on its back. It's a kind of Oh, I'm trying to remember. I can't right now. It's more common, but not too common. But it has, like, if you're looking down at it, it has little eyes.
Okay.
Up near the front of it.
Some butterflies have those on their wings, too.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so when they spread them out to warn off predators. So, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think it's... Bug must have the same.
Yeah, yes.
Now, if anybody would like to call and get registered at 2 for the at the same time here, we're talking to Emily, 7403-399-44. We'll throw your name in because we got 3 pairs of tickets to give away, four pairs for the Life Jennings show tomorrow night. But today will be, let me see. Yeah, we're trying to got to get everything in straight here. Okay, we have 4 tickets for the Friday show at Life Jennings, Shantae Moore, and Carl Thomas at the State Fair. And that show is at 7:30 tomorrow night, State Fair. Give me a buzz if you'd like a chance at some of those tickets. We could use 4. Well, we got 1. So we got 3 more people we can get registered, at least. And then we'll draw. Well, if we get more than 3, we'll make a drawing out of it. Okay. 7403-399-44. Emily Cobble, my guest today from the Marion County Park District. And, boy, if you haven't participated in anything in the Marion County Park District, boy, it's time. Emily, you graduated through the Mount Vernon Nazarene College. What qualifications do you have to enter that?
To enter to the school?
Right. Do you have to take a test?
I mean, you just have to, you have to have, like, your ACT score, and then, I mean, obviously you have to have your high school diploma. And then, so you would go through, like, admissions, and they would give you all that information.
Okay, do you have a particular area in your own mind that you'd like to study, or could they help you? Pick an area.
Yeah, they will help you. So my sister, she is about to go to Bowling Green, and she's undecided on what she wants to major. So they'll help her by, you know, exploring her interests and be like, okay, take a class here and see if you like that. So.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Okay. So when did you graduate?
I graduated in 2018.
Okay. And it's nice that you get right with the Marion County Park District.
Yes, it's been an amazing opportunity.
It's a great educational
thing
for you and people.
They do lots of different programs, and they're really cool.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Well, let me see here, too, while I'm talking to Emily. I want to make sure I get some other stuff here. Okay. Yeah, don't forget, starting the early show with Scott Spears, 6:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Well, that'd be interesting. Okay, so we're trying to revise or revitalize or do whatever WWGH because there is a great need in the community for community information and news, whatever. So we're trying to fill that gap.
Yeah.
Okay. So Emily. Moths. You've had a program about moths, haven't
you?
Yeah,
last weekend on Friday, we had night collecting, and we found lots of different moths. And it was
at night?
Yes, at night.
How do you find them at night?
So we set up big lights and tarps, and we also had some food, and we had a guest who come in and help us. But it was awesome, and we caught lots of different moths. And
really?
Some of the Elgin kids came, too, so they got lots of cool things for their collection.
How many types of moths? Well, there's probably more than you'd ever see.
Yes.
But how many different types do you know of that you got the other night?
We got probably over 50 different ones.
Really?
There was tons of them, and there were some really cool ones. I caught a big imperial moth that is as big as my hand.
Yeah.
There's also really small ones. Like we caught like a green emerald one, which is pretty small, but it's very pretty. So.
Yeah. What about the Luna moth?
We did not see a Luna moth, but I have one in my collection from a few years ago.
Okay,
but
they're
we
big.
Didn't, yes, they're big, and they're really cool. We didn't see them, but... They're out there.
Are they light green in color?
Yeah, they're very light green, almost like a pale neon-looking green.
Yes.
It's like it be like glow in the dark, except for it's not dark. Yeah.
Okay. So now the Luna moth, its larva, turns into another moth, or what does it turn? What does it do to feed?
Luna moths. What do they
feed
on?
Yeah, Luna. Yeah.
I don't know what they feed on. They might. Because
anything they want.
Yeah, most moths only live like a few weeks, so some don't even eat during that time. But
right. That's interesting. So you'll know it if you ever see a Luna moth.
Yeah, Luna moths are really awesome. Yeah.
And what was that other moth you talked about, a large one?
Yeah, the imperial moth. That was the biggest one we found. It's yellow and brown. It's as big as my hand. So it was probably the biggest one we saw. But.
Okay. And no indication what they really feed on?
I mean, you can find it out, but
okay,
they
if you look
different
it
moths feed on different things.
Oh,
or
yeah,
something.
There's a lot of green stuff out there to eat. Including people's gardens.
Yes.
And I don't like to use any chemicals.
Yeah.
Because, well, there are so many animals and other things around you don't want to poison.
Yes.
And yet, you know, we spread chemicals like crazy.
A lot of biologists are saying, like, in your yard, if you can just, you know, promote a little section where you don't add any pesticides and you let the clover and the dandelions and stuff just grow up for bees, for insects, for birds.
Oh,
and
it's
just a little section. And if you do that, that would help, you know, tremendously.
That's right. Yeah. So I've, that's right. I wanted to ask you, too. I don't know if it's in your field or not. The pollination of cucumbers.
That I don't know.
I've got, you know, I planted one cucumber plant.
Yeah.
And so far I've had, let's see, two or three cucumbers. And then this long period of nothing. And I don't know if you have to have an insect pollinate these, or if, I really don't know.
I don't know. It could be the weather, too. I do know a lot of gardens suffered from all the rain, and then this, you know, the dramatic heat we had, and then, so it could just be that.
And I got cucumbers growing all over the, I mean, It one single little plant out of one little pot, and it's growing up my the side of the porch. It's clinging to my whatever, and it's all over the place. One plant, and so far three cucumbers.
Wow.
One of them was a whopper. I mean, a big one.
Did you eat it?
Not yet, but it's on the desk or on the counter, waiting to be fixed.
Okay.
Now I have a daughter. We have a daughter, Kathy, that brought a whole bowl of cucumber salad up to me.
Yeah.
And so I'm devouring that. I love cucumber salad. Do you know what? Have you eaten it?
Yeah. My mom loves cucumbers, too.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
And she's listening, so.
And there's what I like to do, too, in that little time we've got before 11, we'll be back right after the news with Emily. There is, you take, slice the cucumbers thin, peel them and slice them thin. And you can put in, I like a little bit of rice vinegar and a whole lot of Italian dressing. And, oh, it's so good. We'll be back here in just a few minutes with Emily Cauble on things out in the great outdoors, especially the Marion County Park District. Stay tuned.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott! Oh, wow! Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, this morning I did something different. Yesterday we were outside with the protesters, so today I made sure we got here a little earlier.
Uh-huh.
Got through the checkpoints, and I am actually calling you from Cleveland, Ohio, Republican National Convention. Inside, I am sitting right now inside the Quicken Loans Arena looking at the Oregon delegation from the rep.